All right, Ms. Gigan, in the studio, great person who recently just donated to the Kids Free Trip to Africa program. And
yes, sir. And
we met her last year for the welcoming party for Mitchie, exchange student, who is in Muskegon from Nigeria. And she had such a comforting spirit about herself, her and her friend Susan. We remained in contact. And she used our Visit Tanzania for Less safari company recently in Tanzania. And so she just got back a couple weeks ago, and we just wanted to get her on radio. Rob has been there, but people don't believe Rob, so they don't.
No, they don't believe me.
Maybe there's a reason.
But Kate Scarborough, everybody know Kate. So maybe they believe Kate.
Everybody knows Kate.
Right. Kate, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good. So how long have you been back?
So I got back on June 3rd, and then I moved and sold my house and moved. So I've just been in a bit of a blur.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. It was intense.
Wow. Well, welcome back. And I hope the move is complete. You know, it is finally. You got people to help you, I'm sure.
I think the village is real. And that's what it took to get me out of that house.
Wow. That's good. Well, let's talk about your experience. You was in Kenya and you spent time in Kenya and you spent time in Tanzania. Talk about the East Africa experience.
So a couple years ago, Susan Crane, Linda Juarez, and Kim Suarez and I went to South Africa, and we were there for a week and a half. And so, you know, I've been to Africa. It's like, yeah, no, that's one thing is not the same. first of all, there are the sheer number of animals that we saw when we were on safari was absolutely overwhelming. You know, when we were on the Serengeti and in the midst of the Great Migration, it was like rivers of animals around us. It was unbelievable. It was just so incredibly beautiful. I anticipated that it would be beautiful, but I was overwhelmed by how very beautiful the countryside is. You're seeing some of the pictures that were just, although me in a bathing suit is not something that you want to see.
But expectations, what were your expectations going there? And did it meet your expectations?
Yes, it definitely. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think I was surprised how different the vibration was in Kenya and Tanzania, or Tanzania, as half the people say, versus South Africa. And the history has to make a difference there, right?
Right.
But it was, people were so warm and so welcoming without exception. We felt people, you know, the folks that from Visit Tanzania for Less, Rama, the king of Rama, took such good care of us. But everyone we met was kind and seemed happy for us to be there, which was a little bit different than our experience in South Africa, where people were more reserved.
Oh, really? The hospitality was different.
Yes. And we, you know, Rama said, yeah, I know these hippos. We were.
I remember that.
To smell them.
Yeah.
They smell bad.
Did Rama tell you they do everything in there?
Yeah.
And you can tell. Tried to explain to people that you can tell they do everything right in that, and they sit there just
happy.
Chilling. Yeah.
Yeah, they're happy.
Well, you said they're happy.
Did you see any run?
No, we did not.
The opportunity to see a couple of hippos running. And it's like you can feel the vibrations of them, and they can be far away on your feet, you know, and you got shoes on, and you can feel that vibration. They're so heavy. They're so enormous.
Yeah.
So
we held one of the teeth, you know, the big from an animal, obviously, that no longer is living. Right. And it looks like it's going to be hollow. And then you hold it and it's like, holy smack. I possibly understand how they can just snap a person in half.
Yeah.
You know, it's just incredible. The animals, I can't say. The beauty of the experience was amazing. I think
the lions,
watching them climb up the tree and sit in the tree. And we were lucky enough one morning we watched as they were eating, mm-hmm. which was a little bit gross, but also incredibly fascinating. Yeah. Yeah. And just watched them walk away holding this big animal leg. You know, it was uh-huh. just crazy and so close. I was talking with my dad last night or 2 nights ago. And I showed a picture of a lion walking by. And I said, you see that thing at the bottom of the picture? And I said, that's the Land Cruiser. That's how close they are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. 1 or 2 feet.
did they?
It's just incredible.
Most people don't understand that. And you felt safe, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because we had experts with us. I mean, Rama... he's just a king. He's amazing. but we had just an incredible experience.
So what about the huts that you stayed in, the mud huts?
The mud
and grass huts that you stayed in.
And I told you there was one stand-up toilet, but I was at a swimming hole when that happened. I don't know if Paul has the picture I posted of one of the rooms in which we stayed that was a tent. Oh. It was a tent place, but you walk in and there is like this whole bathroom and shower and this absolutely enormous bed with flowers on the bed. And this is not a grass hut. This is not a tent like anything I've ever experienced.
Right.
It was unbelievably beautiful. Walk out to the front and there's this balcony out there and look below and there are animals walking by. And it was just...
Did you feel safe in that tent?
Oh, yeah.
Because at night they have...
You can hear
the animals, and they have tribesmen that walk the grounds to make sure you're safe.
Yeah,
and stuff. Yep. Correct? Am I correct on
absolutely.
That?
PA? Yep. Maasai.
Yeah, yeah. Maasai. Yeah.
And
walk it. So.
Yep.
So what was? I'm sure there were several highlights, but what were some of the main highlights for your trip?
So I think one of the highlights was getting to know, I mean, we were in country 17 days.
Wow.
So between Kenya, a couple days in Kenya, and then most of that was in Tanzania. And so getting a chance to know Rama was one of them. Mm-hmm. Like we had enough time that we got to know him, and that was cool. And so there were three of us. That was, I think, you know, I'm just like, I'm a regular person. And mm-hmm. I was in Africa for 17 days. With a guide, and it was just the three of us. And we're just like regular folks. We're not billionaires, zillionaires. So the Tanzania for less, I think the affordability of it was important. Wow. For me, the local part, the fact that it's you was a deciding factor for us, right? That was a really important thing. The animals were unbelievable. And I think the mix of being able to spend that much time on safari and then also with the kind of the cultural side of things
mm-hmm.
was a really nice mix and gave, so you were joking about the.
Yeah.
And so I think it was both. It was like that experience to see how people used to live.
Yes.
And then also flying into Nairobi or flying out of Dar es Salaam where, you know, the traffic, it's an amazingly big city and very sophisticated.
Right.
And so that dichotomy of both experiences, I thought was really important. And I enjoyed that in particular.
And it's amazing how a country can have both of those settings. I mean, Tanzania is one and a half times the size of Texas. It's a big state, big country.
Right.
And you experience the animals in one part, you can experience the beach in another part,
right.
And then you can experience the city life in another.
Right. Well, and you didn't even ask me about Zanzibar. It's like, oh my God, just so incredibly beautiful. But the other thing that I wanted to make sure that I said was why I'm so excited about the kids traveling to, this time it's Egypt and Ghana, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I was listening to the radio and I probably wouldn't have tuned into this except that I had just come back from Tanzania, but they have just expanded the area of reserve around one of the islands in Zanzibar to protect the coral reefs. Okay. It would have just gone through my ears and I wouldn't have paid any attention. But once you're there, and once you know it, once you mm-hmm. see someone, then it's real for you in a different way and you pay attention in a different way. And so my ear will always be attuned to what's happening in Kenya, what's happening in Tanzania. It already is with South Africa. You know, it's interesting. I'm reading about the politics, which right. are also
right.
right. And the role of the Maasai and is interesting, but it's interesting because I've had the experience of being there.
Right.
And it's real.
It's real.
It's real. It's not just something that I'm reading.
And you got a connection. You have a connection.
Right.
That
exactly.
That would forever be there.
Right.
That's your other home. If you choose to go there, you're going to be welcome, open arms. And I feel I'm up late at night because I have to see what's going on in Tanzania. I have to
yeah.
see what's going on in Kenya. And because those are my family. And so I'm on top of the news that's happening here, just like they are. You
know? Yeah.
And I'll be there in a few weeks when the kids come back home. I'll be going to Tanzania for a while.
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
The yeah. beautiful beaches. Wow. You can see the bottom of the ocean.
Just through, amazing.
Did you ride on the horses in the ocean?
No.
Now I know she really been. There was people riding when we went. There was people riding the horses in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't extremely far out. You know,
it's so that's that tide.
Yes,
it gets really shallow.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you went, it was low tide. Where we went, it was in February, so it was high tide.
Mm-hmm.
And so this all depends on where the island was. Part of the island that you're on, but yeah, it's a beautiful scene to see them horses going through the water. You know, it's beautiful.
See,
yeah,
it's a kindness that I did not do that to the horses.
Funny. Susan Crane, your good friend, wish I would have gone with you.
Yeah, so next time, Susan, next time.
Yeah. To people who are scared to go to Africa, because you get a lot of folks who are scared, can you talk to them? What can you say to them?
So I'm not going to pretend like it's not a long way away.
It's
so it's a long flight. You know, we flew from Chicago to Amsterdam and then Amsterdam to Nairobi and then went by land into Tanzania and then Arusha, coming home from Dar es Salaam and back. So 17 hours in the air. There's just no way around it.
Right.
And that should not deter people because you can. It's just a thing. But I did not feel unsafe at any point. You know, I didn't have all three of us, and we ain't young. None of us got sick. That's, you know, right. Everyone's worried about that you're going to get sick from the food, that you're going to get sick from the water, that you're going to get sick from the bugs. Didn't happen. None of us got sick. We never felt physically unsafe or threatened. And so I can appreciate that the unknown is scary to people.
All right.
But we never had that experience.
You stepped out on faith.
Well, that's and all
faith,
you do.
Right. And faith, you know, Paul has these sayings that he says from the Bible. And one of them is about stepping out on faith, you know, with a lot of things and stuff. He did it with this building, he did it with this business. He stepped out on faith. He did it with a kid's free trip to Africa and said, we're going to be all right. You know, we'll figure it out. And along the way, we've been figuring stuff out. We have staff on country, you know, wherever he goes, he's got staff there already in play. like Rama. In Ghana, there's several staff on on country and the NGO in Ghana. Yeah. So
faith is everything.
Right. To hear you say that, you know, it just made me think about, you know, Paul always saying that step out on faith, you know, and for you to have stepped out on faith like that, you know, it's beautiful. I noticed you with your bracelet. You gonna tell us about the bracelet, where you got it from, what it means.
So I would love to be smarter about it. But I will say that it's just, I bought it from a Maasai family when we visited. And I have another one that is in the colors of the country of Tanzania. So many beautiful things. Oh my gosh. And the Tanzanite, you know, just.
Did you get one?
I did.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I saw that. Never. Wow. I was hoping she pointed that out.
Yeah. The screen. I don't know if my producer can zoom in or not. It's too small. It might be too small.
Yeah, it's very small. Because tanzanite is more rare than diamonds. So, it's just from a very small part of, and like from one place and a very small part of one place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just so
did you get that? Necklace there also, or did you get that necklace when you came back home?
No, there.
You got it there?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kate, so before we go, if you don't mind, share your story. You know, who is Kate Scarborough? A lot of us might know, but some people might not know.
Okay. So I grew up in West Michigan. I went to Whitehall, went to Whitehall Schools, married a man from Montague Schools. I went to the University of Michigan, and we got married in 1988. We traveled. His work took us to Chicago, Los Angeles, New York City, Washington, D.C., and London. We lived all of those places.
Oh, wow.
Before we came back here. And we had a house in Whitehall, and I worked at Mediation and Restorative Services when we came back here. And then I retired, and my husband, Bill, retired. And then, sadly, a year later, he died. So it's been about 3.5 years since he's died.
Wow. Traveling, does that help you deal with, you know, the healing?
Well, yeah, that's a beautiful way to think about it. This was a trip we had planned, the four of us. So Heidi and Steve, people wanted to hear the story, like they couldn't figure out why Heidi, Steve, and I were traveling together. Right. So they decided that Steve and I must be siblings, or they had all kinds of stories. But Heidi and I have been friends for 50 years. We met at Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp when we were kids, and we've been friends since then. So the four of us were always going to go on this trip. And so sadly, Bill didn't live long enough to be able to do that. But this was always one of the things that we planned to do, the four of us. And those ladies were so nice. I cannot dance a lick. And this lady like reached over and just took my hand. She was like, honey.
The jumping part.
You wasn't doing that, huh? You like me, I got two left feet when it comes to dancing. So they had me out there jumping. Paul was just sitting back, just laughing. On the ground, laughing, rolling in the dirt, just laughing. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Rama, somebody get a video of this.
Yeah. Rama kept taking pictures. It's like, dude, no.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your experience. And also thank you so much for believing in my company, Visit Tanzania for Less. It means the world to me, for someone from my city. You see, I believe in you, PA, and I'm going to trust you and go all on the other side of the world. And that just, it touched my soul. I told the girl, I said, you know, I have friends who've done it, but you really didn't know me. You know what I mean? Right. And to trust us, it's a lot of safari companies out there, and you chose to use our safari company. It really meant a lot. So I just wanted to share that with you.
And just let me say, it was awesome. You know, I didn't settle for anything less. I got a great trip, and I'm glad to be able to do it with somebody from Muskegon. Man. That's cool.
Oh, wow. You're amazing. Thanks, Kate. Thank you. Well, there you go. Sharing her experience from Tanzania and Kenya, Muskegon, branch out. Travel the summer. Travel for the fall. Travel in the wintertime. Do something, right?
Do something.
Do something. Don't stay here. Leave. Travel.
Go see the world.
Go see the world. Go see the world. We're going back to more music. Our special guest, Kate Scarborough. Keep it here. 103.7 The Beat.